This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Okay, are we good?
Yep.
Perfect.
Should we just start over?
Yeah, let's start over.
Okay. You know what? We'll do the theme song. Let's get back to what we know.
Okay.
And then
okay.
we'll move going forward.
Okay.
We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
Look at us go.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
It's like we've never podcasted before.
Is it just something that I'm going through right now where we're like, it usually goes the opening, then you say, welcome back, listeners. My name's Janet. I say, I'm Jimmy. And then you continue talking, right?
Yeah, usually.
Okay. Okay.
Why? Did you think you should have said something in that moment?
There was just a little bit of a pause, and I wasn't sure if you were waiting for me to say something.
I see. My brain is maybe not operating at maximum capacity today, so there's that that's coming into play.
Are you hungover?
A little bit.
I love that for you.
Not as hungover as you were a couple weeks ago, but,
what?
You know.
Was... Oh, yeah, I was hungover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good times.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you want to do first off other than just eat?
I'm going to come up with some truths and lies, but I'll do it on the fly.
That's
crazy. I'll figure it out.
That's crazy.
I've got two already in my brain.
What time did you wake up this morning?
9:45.
Nice.
Yeah, mostly because I was like just not feeling 100%, so I just couldn't stay asleep.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
What time did you go to sleep?
Probably 2.
Nice. That's a good weekend time.
Yeah, I had to, when we got home, I had to wait for my Taco Bell to arrive, so that took a while.
Hell yeah.
Because it's in the farthest area in the city than me.
Would you rather go out on a Friday night and be hungover on Saturday, or go out on Saturday and be hungover on Sunday?
I would way rather go out on Friday night and be hungover on Saturday, because then you have a full day on Sunday to do things.
Yeah, but I don't know if I really make use of my days as they are, and so being hungover Saturday is like, oh, I didn't do anything Saturday, but that's fine. I can do things on Sunday. And then I don't really do anything on Sunday. And then I'm like, oh boy. Oh boy. This whole thing took me out.
I feel like it's the opposite for me. I like know that I'm going to be hungover on Sunday. For example, this weekend, I kind of suspected. It didn't really change how I acted on Saturday. Not that I had any time to do anything other than what I had planned. But I think if I was hungover on a Saturday, then I'd be like, I'm going to be grateful tomorrow that I'm not hungover and I'm going to do things.
I just like, what do you do on the weekend?
This weekend was crazy. So busy. Mm-hmm. You want me to tell you about it?
In between bites, yeah.
Do you want to do truths and lies?
Yeah.
I need to eat. Me off. I can chew into the mic if you prefer.
I like the dead air.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you could talk. I'm not forcing you to stop talking.
I'm not here to bail you out.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's do some truths and lies.
Yeah, that's usually what happens.
Oh my God. Are you in a mood today?
Oh, probably.
Is it my fault?
No. Did you know I was sick the last time I saw you?
No.
Yeah. Well, I've been sick this whole time.
Wow. Is that a truth or lie?
That is, no, I'm not in my truth or lies. Okay. I think your truth or lies can go first.
Before we get off this, you being sick, I feel like you never come to work when you're sick. Like, you're very careful.
Yeah. I'm running out of, like, sick time.
Oh, okay.
And B, I was coming back from a vacation.
Yes.
So using a sick day after a vacation. Yeah. I remember someone got fired after they did that. Maybe not only because they used a sick day after a vacation day, but it was just not something that I...
Is it someone we know?
...was super into. Yeah.
The person on our team? Was that the... Oh, okay. I feel like getting sick after a vacation is very normal.
Yeah.
Okay. My first truth or lie. Put up my Christmas tree. It was a little bit, we had some issues putting it up. It posed some problems for us, but it looks really cute.
And you did that Saturday?
No, we started... When did we start? We started last weekend and then we were having issues, so we put it off all week because we just didn't really have time. And then
we were having issues putting up a Christmas tree. This is already a lie.
We had
issues putting up a Christmas tree.
And then we finished it yesterday. Yeah, we cut down a Christmas tree and it's really skinny and it's difficult to, it doesn't just want to stand up.
There's nothing wrong with being really skinny or not wanting to stand up.
Okay, that's my first one.
Okay.
My second one, we had our friend's Christmas party yesterday. And we do like a white elephant exchange. And it didn't end with the results that I wanted it to end with in terms of the gifts that Stefan and I ended the night with.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And then my third one that I'm going to make up right now because I have not thought of one yet. I'm really proud of the state of my house for how busy the weekend has been.
Okay. So put up the Christmas tree and had issues. I'll go with true.
Okay.
You did not get the results you wanted. Lie. False. Okay. Lie. Okay. I think you did get what you wanted.
Okay.
And then you're proud. I don't know if you're ever proud of anything house related. So lie.
Okay. First one, I'll just show you the Christmas tree and it'll answer my...
That's not a Christmas tree. That's a snake plant.
Just wait. I have to unplug some things. Just my charger. Okay. Hold on. Okay. So I can spin it around. And then you tell me if you think it's a truth or a lie. Can you see the Christmas tree?
I can see it.
Yeah.
And it does not want to stand up straight.
No, we did not get it up because it will not stand up straight. So it's leaned against our wall right now. My mom is going to come over later and help me put it up.
Good. Good.
So it was a lie. The first one. Ugh. Second one. Yeah, you're right. I'm pretty happy with what we ended up with.
Nice.
I was a little sneaky. Stefan opened. We got like a little cooler bag. Like a little drink cooler bag, like a mini one, which I think is very practical. Really, with a white elephant, practicality. If I get something I'll use, I'm happy because I don't need any more shit in my house. So as soon as he opened it, and it had liquor in it, which is like huge bonus. I had him hide it behind himself. So I don't think anyone remembered that we had it, which was perfect. I don't know if anyone would have stolen it. And then I got a little mimosa set. So it's two really cute champagne glasses, flutes, and then two mini bottles of Prosecco and two little orange juices, which I think is also very cute.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the big gift that everybody was stealing?
I wish I had taken a picture of it. It was a duck nightlight. It was like it was kind of rubbery and like squishy. And it was probably like this long, and it laid on its stomach, and you pressed its back, and it lit up. And if you pressed it, it like made a little toot noise. Like it had little air.
A toot noise, yeah, not a quack?
No, like a little air fluff noise out of its butt. And the gift also included two mini rubber ducks, like two little guys, like just traditional rubber ducks. So that one moved around a few times, and then there was collusion in that Justin stole it from Carly as the final, because Justin is Carly's husband, as the final steal, so that no one else could steal it from Justin.
Oh.
And then because Carly really wanted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. And the trend has been in the friend group that people really like things that light up. There's an orb. It's like one of the, you know, those moons that lights up.
Yeah.
That was one of the gifts a couple years ago, and it Jason brought it last night. Like, everyone loves it so much. He didn't bring it as a gift. He just has to.
Yeah,
he just had to bring it.
The return of the orb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was fun.
What did you get for the, what did you like buy for the white elephant?
Oh my God. I'm totally. Oh, I brought Werewolf, the game Werewolf.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which I think is a great one. People did not seem that excited, but I think it's a great one. I would have been happy if I'd ended up with that one. It's like a good party game. And then Stefan, it's known as a D-Gen pack, a.k.a. the Degenerates pack. So it had Zins. Oh, okay. It had a Four Loko. It had, I don't know, a couple other random things in there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Sorry. I remember that I have to buy. Yeah. I have to buy. Not only I have to buy something for our team Christmas thing.
Yeah.
But I also have to buy something for somebody on my team.
Why?
And I forget who it was. Well, it's not a team specific thing. Tiffany was just like, I want to have like a Christmas party with you and Malia. And so now we have to buy each other presents too.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
but I forget who I need to buy. I need to buy for Malia because Malia bought something for Tiffany. And Tiffany will have to buy something for me. That's
a really inclusive suggestion from Tiffany.
You know, it's funny. Not our fault that we're friends.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is true.
That sounds like a nice little... Oh, wait. What was the last one?
Yeah, I'm not proud of my house. My house is a fucking disaster.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. It would have to be like... I feel like... It would have to be like something really, really like you really impressive going on in your house, like, for you to be proud of it.
If I like got home last night when I was drunk and like cleaned, then I would probably be proud.
Yeah.
Didn't do that.
Yeah. It's not like you had a lot of time waiting for Taco Bell or anything.
Yeah. No, no time at all. Not a full hour.
A full hour?
Yeah.
Is Taco Bell your favorite drunk food?
Lately, it's been up there. Normally, like, it's I love not, McDonald's, it's not bad. But...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Taco Bell would sit better with me.
Yeah, I maybe didn't feel as shitty after. I felt probably a little shitty, but...
Yeah. McDonald's just is a little dense.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least with Taco Bell, you get some lettuce, so you can pretend that it's okay.
Lettuce, hot sauce, tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
I like the tortilla is a lot less than the bun is.
True. That's true.
Yeah. But it still like soaks. I don't know if anything actually soaks anything up when it's in your belly.
Who knows?
I just recently learned about post-nasal drip this weekend.
Gross.
Do you know what it is?
Isn't it stuff drips down your throat?
Yeah. Mm. And that's kind of like what creates a sore, what can create a sore throat is because then you have all this mucus drying up in your throat and it's very irritating.
Interesting. So that's what you're experiencing.
Yeah. It's a real pain in my butt.
Yeah. No kidding.
And I feel like it's been happening for too long.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. It started last Saturday.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah.
So when you're still gone.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. Saturday or Friday? Saturday. Yeah, it was awful. Anywho.
Okay, get into your truths and lies.
Okay, let me pull them up. Okay, so on my trip, the family I was staying with,
mm-hmm.
one of the boys had recently broken up with his girlfriend.
Okay.
And I gave some like maybe not dubious relationship advice.
Okay.
But I might have said something that might seem surprising for me to say.
Okay. I mean, the thing is
he broke up with her because she went to a club without him. And kind of broke the rule that they had that they don't go to clubs without each other. And I said, you know what? Good for you. I thought it was a decent reason to end that relationship.
Okay.
That is the truth or the lie.
Okay.
One time we went out for lunch. And we had, when we came back, all of our hubcaps were stolen. I learned, what am I trying to say? Oh, yeah. I barely made it to the seatbelt sign shutting off on the way back.
Okay.
On the flight back before I had to like run to the bathroom and like almost shit myself.
Oh, man. Okay. You got another one for me? Or is that it?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Let's go. First one. I want to say it's a lie, which makes me think it's probably true. My instincts often lead me astray on the podcast. So I am going to go with lie. I'm just sticking with my belief. Okay. Second one, hubcaps.
Hubcaps.
Lie. Third one, true. Because it's funnier that way.
Okay, okay.
Oh, maybe you didn't make it to the seat. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I like, pooped myself a little bit.
Well, you had to get up while the seatbelt sign was still on.
You can't get up while the seatbelt sign is on.
If you're going to poop yourself, you better get up.
Well, I was just deep breathing.
Okay, well, I'm sticking with, I'll go with what I said.
Okay. The first one was true. I was very proud of him for breaking up with her after. Do I think I would have done that in my relationship? No, but like, and having a rule, that's not really my thing.
Right.
But I think after that, like, agreement is broken.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what the fuck? This doesn't make me feel good. I didn't get the sense that he was breaking up with her in order to, like, punish her or to try to, like, make her never go to clubs ever again.
Right.
It was more just like, yeah, no, this isn't
for me.
This isn't for me.
Okay.
And you know what? I thought it was a bit of an interesting way of upholding a boundary.
It's true.
And then they got back together the next day.
That also sounds about right.
But then we were talking about it later, and he was like, yeah, you know, like, I don't know if this is like the right relationship and blah, blah, blah. But he was like, this is one thing I really don't like about her. And then he was also like, you know, I've been thinking about this and my mom thinks the same thing. And I'm like, that's so fucking funny.
How old is he?
I think he's 23.
Okay.
Yeah.
What an exciting time in his life.
Yeah, it was funny. The second one was we got all of our hubcaps stolen.
Yeah.
Why did you think it was a lie?
I don't know. That was just my feeling. But again, lead me astray.
It was really cool. Okay, so there was a restaurant we went to. All you did was order drinks, and then they bring out like small plates. And you only pay for the drinks.
What?
Well, you can choose. You can say like, I really like that. But like, you order drinks that are like maybe $8 per drink.
Yeah.
And it comes with food.
What?
You order drinks, they bring you food, and it's all just like $8 per round.
That sounds amazing.
It's crazy. It was really good. And they just kept bringing food. I ate a habanero pepper during that meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was a habanero pepper, and then I was like, should I eat it? And they were like, yes, you should. And then I went to eat it, and somebody was like, no. So it was spicy. I don't think I've ever eaten a habanero pepper before.
I don't think I would do
Made me hiccup a little bit, but it was fine.
Okay.
Yep. But yeah, then we came outside to the car after eating lunch, and only two of the hubcaps were stolen.
That was my suspicion. My suspicion. That is still a bummer. Do you think they got interrupted in their stealing and that's why they only stole two? Or they only needed two?
No, the two were away from they were away from from sight.
Yeah. Okay.
A little bit sheltered, yeah.
Okay.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
That is
also a bummer, but...
not your car.
Crazy. What a nice experience to have.
What a crazy time.
And then barely made it to the seatbelt sign was shut off before I like barreled to the bathroom. It was super stressful. I kept looking back towards the bathroom to make sure like that it was still open.
Yeah.
But no, I did not make it to the seatbelt sign being shut off. I did not know that you were allowed to get up while the seatbelt sign was not off. But just that if you did get up, then it was like at your discretion.
And they're going to be upset with you.
Nobody got upset with me. I literally asked one of the people, and she was like, the seatbelt sign is on, so if you get up, it's at your discretion. And you know,
if something happens, you can't sue us.
Yeah,
basically,
I tried to stick it out, but we were gonna be cruising at 39,000 feet, and this was around like 18,000 feet.
Okay,
that I was like, oh no, I don't know what's gonna happen. And man, like, you eat a lot of like spicy things.
Mm-hmm.
It really wreaks havoc on the digestive system.
Yep. Yeah.
But more in the way of like, when you have to go, you have to go.
Yeah. Stefan had an instance when we all had instances on our Africa adventure, but he had one on a plane where I think it was when the plane landed, but the plane was, I mean, it was a large plane, but it was also one of those planes that's very small and it's hard to get past people. So when the plane landed, he like sprinted to the bathroom because he was like, if I get caught and everyone like getting out of their seats, I'm not going to make it. Like, I'll just end up pooping on the floor of the plane. So it was like, he was basically hovering in his seat and just like ran and
must have been sweating so much.
Yeah. he was stressed. It was a bad flight for him, as he'll say, it was maybe the worst flight of his life. So
nice.
Yeah, because that had not been the only instant on the flight that he'd had to run to the bathroom. Just happened to happen as we were landing as well.
What was the cause of the digestive issues?
I think there's lots of things that happen. I think water. I think we tried to be pretty careful. We were pretty good. But I think that
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The food is just very different. My cause, I think, was seafood. And same with my mom. And then the other time, I don't know, just different digestive issues. But it did mean that when we went to Costa Rica a couple months later and everyone got hit hard on the trip with either a stomach bug or a really bad flu, like just a really bad cold, Stefan and I were flying high. We had all the antibodies in our system. We did not get sick, and everyone around us was down. I think one other person on the whole trip survived without getting sick.
Was that when you guys got engaged?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And yeah, some people had mostly just like a stomach thing that lasted a couple days. Some people got very like flu-y and like cold and were very sick. But we were having a great time.
Honestly,
our bodies.
And then you got engaged.
Could take anything. Yes. And then we got engaged.
Yeah. Beautiful.
What a story.
Yeah.
What a story. Okay. Tell me more about your trip. I haven't asked you about it, even though it felt rude, but I knew I couldn't.
We do need to save it for the podcast.
Yeah, I know. It just felt unnatural.
And it's been difficult not talking about it at all.
Well, you probably talk to other
don't
people
wanna,
at work, no?
No, not really.
Oh, really?
Because it's taking a lot to process this whole thing.
Oh.
Traveling for me is not the easiest thing. Not in the way of like, I'm really stressed about missing flights and I'm really stressed about like all these things. It's like I just experienced culture shock the entire fucking time.
Okay.
And it's incredibly difficult to be experiencing culture shock all the fucking time.
Yeah, tiring, I would imagine.
Tiring, and then it's also like, you know, I don't necessarily talk about it with people that I'm around.
Okay.
And so then I'm just really in my head all of the time. And especially like being in a new place, I'm comparing like every single thing that I see. And I'm trying to like put all these different pieces of the puzzle together, and what is different, what is the same. And it's a very large philosophical and existential crisis.
And would you say it's like a stressful experience for you?
It's a quiet experience for me.
Okay.
Where like my brain is like, ooh, I want to like, this thing is different, or what the hell is this, or blah, 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 or this is crazy, or blah. And I just don't want to say any of that stuff out loud.
I see what you're saying. Right. Because you don't want to sound like disrespectful or like judgy. Is that what it is?
I just don't want people to know I'm losing my fucking mind.
Okay. Okay.
But it's also, so when I watch Survivor, I don't know how you are, but when I'm watching Survivor, I'm very cognizant to like not really get attached to any of like the opinions that I have of players or what I want to have happen.
Right.
Because if I do that, like, oh, I hate this person, they're going to be around forever. Oh, I love this person, they're out next week.
Right, right, right. Yes.
And the same thing kind of goes with all of these thoughts that I have when I'm in a new place. I have no idea what's true and what's not.
Right.
And so I'm just like in a very judgmental place.
Right.
So I'm like comparing everything that I see around me. I'm comparing myself to other people. I'm comparing the blah, 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 blah.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's just a nice little mind fuck.
Yeah. And you love keeping your emotions and thoughts to yourself. So I can imagine that really feels supportive of who you are innately.
It's super easy. And even, again, like I went down because I thought like it would be an interesting experience and like a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like me and this friend are like the tightest people and like don't have like every single thing in common, right?
Right.
So even that, like when I'm in this mindset of comparing every single thing, I'm like, oh, do I enjoy being around this person? Or what kind of friend is this person to me? Or even if I'm not feeling comfortable saying like, holy shit, I'm kind of losing my mind at the moment. Then what does that say about this person? What does this say about me? But the reality is it's just a very uncomfortable experience.
Interesting.
And I'm like making all of these choices like, I think this is just going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to like every part of it.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens, you know, at the end of it. I don't necessarily. One of the things is like, me and you have driven together a lot.
Yep.
We have a great time.
Yep.
Just hanging out.
Yep.
Chit-chatting.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to music.
It's where the podcast started. Then,
exactly. So when I was driving around with this friend, you know, we listen to different music, so, and that's totally fine. He's driving, he can play his music.
Yeah.
I can be exposed to something different. If I don't know the music, it is like a little bit more difficult for me to like enjoy myself.
Right.
And again, it just gets me into that headspace of like, oh, I am uncomfortable and I don't feel like I can flow as easily.
Interesting.
So it was just a lot of that as well. And then there were some people who could speak English.
Right.
And that was great. And then there were a lot of people who could not speak English at all.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so a lot of the times I was just like kind of sitting there listening to people speak Spanish.
Okay.
And I was kind of okay with it because I wasn't feeling like in a very talkative mood.
Right.
And then on the other hand, I was like, holy fuck, I'm so fucking bored.
You're like, sounds like they're having a great time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was great.
Oh, that is interesting.
But that's not to say that, like, it was a bad trip or anything. I had a lot of great food.
Ugh.
I was the only white person most of the places that I was. And the friend that I went with was able to just kind of give me a nice experience and show me around and things like that. So
it is sorry.
No, I'm interested in your
thoughts. I was just going to say it's that type of travel is very interesting. It's not something I've done very often where you go somewhere that other people live, because mm-hmm. it's just like such a different experience. Like I've really,
yeah.
My aunt and uncle lived in Taiwan for a while. So we went and visited them Taiwan, 1 year. And that was cool. Like they're not from there, but it was cool. They'd been living there for like a while at that point. We still did a lot of like touristy things because, you know, they wanted to show us that kind of stuff, but it's definitely a mm-hmm. different experience when you're like staying in someone's house or something, and
yeah.
and very different if they like are from there, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're staying in someone's house and they can't speak English.
Right. Yes. Honestly, I don't know if it helps, but I'm proud of you because I don't know if I would have. There's a lot of things working in that trip's favor, like tempting things, like going to Mexico,
yeah.
tempting
yeah.
when it's very yeah. cold outside. Especially when you hear very cool things about the city. But there's a lot of things that would make that trip very scary. And so I'm proud of you for going.
I survived, that's for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
I had something I was going to say. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so going on that, you know, you're visiting some place where somebody lives, and then you're kind of like, I'm kind of just like a little baby.
Right.
Being dragged around yes. to places.
Yes.
Even when I'm like upset with what is happening, or I like, you know, it's like, wow, I wish we were doing something else, or I wish we were listening to other music. Then in
right.
my head, I was like, but what else would I fucking
right.
want to listen to? It's like, yeah, I'm honestly, this is the consequence of my actions of like letting someone plan everything. And honestly, they did a great job. They did a great job
nice.
With it. I think if someone came and visited where I grew up and I had to like plan every single thing and just like kind of have them tagging along and ordering for them and blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah. I don't think I would have been that comfortable. I don't think making those kinds of decisions would really be up my alley. So
right, right, right.
As much as I was like losing my mind, a lot of it was also me being like, well, this is kind of what I signed up for.
Right. Was
and
there any part of you?
It may not be.
Is there any part of you that was like, I like being a baby in this situation? I like having to make no decisions or just be like, okay, sure. Was there any part
yes
of you?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no. Where it got to the, I liked that I didn't have to plan anything. I liked that I didn't, I literally didn't look up anything. And I thought that was just like a cool
that is
experience.
Fun. Yes.
Yeah. And then when you realize that then you have to live your life according to somebody
right,
else's decisions
right.
and it doesn't feel like I'm allowed to have opinions
right.
on whether or not I'm enjoying something or not enjoying something. And if
right.
I'm not enjoying something, then I have to come up with something different to be doing, or like it's kind of insulting
right.
To the person who is making those decisions.
Yes, yes, yes.
It made me feel like a child, and
yeah.
I was like back with my parents and just like, yeah, well, I'm not paying for any of
yeah.
this shit. So why, like, I don't
I
get
guess.
A choice.
Yeah.
Nor do I have any fucking clue what I would do.
Differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's been like, it's been like, I've been living within the duality of that where
yeah.
people are like, oh, how was your trip? And I'm like, honest.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. I was very lonely for a lot of it.
Yeah.
And it was not that enjoyable. And then on the other hand, there were a lot of good experiences.
Right.
And that's like a little bit difficult. That kind of complexity is a little bit difficult to convey to people who are just like, oh, did you have fun? I'm like, yeah, I guess. Like, I don't think you're interested in
hearing. You don't
want
to know what I have to say.
Yeah.
You could, oh my God. You can direct them toward this episode for all details.
And part of me is like, maybe I shouldn't be talking about this stuff and then publishing it. So, cause like, it's not like I'm talking about this with the friend that I went down there with.
Right.
But nobody's listening.
No one's listening.
No one's listening. One thing that did piss me off though.
Oh, okay.
Is that, okay, so the night I got there, we went out. I don't remember when I got in. Maybe like 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Got into the city at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. This is after 5 hours of flying.
That's right.
5 hours on a bus.
Yes.
Yes. I get in around 9 o'clock, which is actually, the time frame is different. I don't know. It might be like 1 hour ahead.
Yeah.
So it'd actually be like 10 o'clock. Then we go out. We meet up with one of my friend's friends from home.
Okay.
And we just kind of like go to some bars, drink a little bit. I'm like, but it was nice. This friend is like really nice. He's like teaching me. He can speak English. And so he's like teaching me words and things like that.
Okay.
So that was fun. But then it gets to the point where they're also like, they're of the culture where it's just like, oh, we kind of want to go look at girls, even though, this guy's got a girlfriend and my friend like is not going to talk to anybody. I'm like, that's not super fun. But we survived. We survived. We got a little drunk, got back at like 2 o'clock in the morning. The day after, we wake up at like 6 o'clock so that we can go do a tour of cenotes.
Goodness.
It's crazy. It's fucking crazy that I got such little sleep because of waking up so early in the morning on like these first few days. And I'm a baby. I need to sleep.
yeah.
But the cenotes were like really, really cool. We went to like a local place that offered tours, and so like these people do not speak a lick of English at all. And you got to visit three cenotes, and they would take you on like a little trolley that was pulled by a horse along some like tracks.
Fun.
So yeah, that was really neat. And cenotes are very, very cool.
Do you swim in them?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, and the water is like it's a nice temperature.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
Yeah, I didn't take a lot of pictures, but that was a really, really cool thing.
That's very cool.
And in where the tours were being held, there are lots of feral dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
I saw the skinniest feral puppy.
Oh, sad.
And I sat down with it. I gave it some pets. I cried a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're hitting that duality aspect this is cool. And this is also very sad, but she's fine.
I've made the mistake of getting attached to stray dogs before. And it's a mistake.
I went through the process of, part of me could be like, oh, this is really sad. I have to save this dog.
Yeah.
And then the other part of me is like, this is sad. It's okay that it's sad.
Yeah.
So why don't you just give this dog some love and cry and it's going to be fine. In whatever way its life is going to go, it's going to be fine.
I don't know if I could handle it, honestly.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We when we drove down to Montana last fall for a wedding, we drove through a little town and we stopped at the gas station on the way there, and there was a couple of stray dogs. And then on the way back, the same dogs were there, so obviously they like lived there. And it was really hot. And one of them, she had three legs, and she was like a little pit bull, and she was so cute. So we gave her water, and she didn't want the water because people were probably giving her water. And then I gave her some like meat from a sandwich. And then I was like, oh no, I've made a mistake. I was like, I'm really attached now to this three-legged chihuahua or pit bull. I was like, I am attached. I was like, we need to get in the car now. And I was upset when we drove away.
No, that's very understandable.
And I was like, I shouldn't have done this. I should have just stayed in the car and put my head between my knees.
But that's like, that's such an interesting thing. And it's one of the things I was thinking about with this dog, where it's like, okay, now it's one thing to not be able to save this dog.
Yeah.
And then it's another thing to be like, oh, I don't want to open myself up how sad this makes me. So I'm going to deny this starving puppy some any love emotion. And some attention so I don't feel as bad. Yeah. And that's just going to make me feel even worse.
True. That's true. Honestly, there's no scenario, there's no outcome or no whatever in that scenario where you feel good leaving that scenario.
No. And again, I was in like a really fucked up state of mind where I was like, okay, am I this dog's savior?
Right.
Or is this dog my savior? Right. Am I the god to this dog, or is this dog god to me?
You were just on a journey, you know?
And it was a journey that I did not feel comfortable saying out loud. Because, I was losing my fucking mind.
Oh, man.
But no, the one thing... Oh my God. And then I think that night we actually did go out and we went to like a club downtown. Okay. And I had a great time.
I'm
great. Play some pop music, even if it's apparently Mexican music.
Yeah.
I can have a great time. People love me.
That's true.
A lot of friends, made a ton of friends that night. And that was really nice. And then the next night is when I got pissed off.
Okay.
Because it was like the last weekend that my friend was going to be spending at home. And so he was like, I've got expectations. I want to go out. I want to have fun. Okay. I want to like make this worthwhile. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like last night was awesome. A great night.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. So what he decided on doing was going over to one of his friend's places and just like hanging out and chatting around a table.
Okay.
So it was me, him, and his two friends, one of his friends and his girlfriend, right? These two people did not speak English at all.
Okay, okay.
And so one of the things that happened during this whole trip is that the people who spoke Spanish just spoke Spanish to each other. They did not, you know, unless they were talking about you or had something that you needed to know about, there were no updates. There was no, this is what we're talking about. They're just going to keep talking.
Okay.
And they're not going to slow down at all. They're just going to chat. So I'm in this state where it's like, okay, I'm locking in. I can sit here for hours, I guess, and just listen to these people speak. And my friend looks over at me and he's like, this would be a great time, great opportunity to practice Spanish. And I'm like, I think this is the worst opportunity to practice Spanish. But yeah, I took that a little personally. But I was also feeling sick. That was like the first night of my sore throat. So I ended up being like, I'm sick. I would like to go home and sleep.
Yeah.
So managed to do that instead.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds complex.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Oh, man. I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, it was definitely a an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I had a lot of really good food.
That's like right there. That's good. That's a good place to be. Was it a lot of it just like baseline spicy?
Not baseline spicy. Like the salsa you put on was the spicy part. But they had like white sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit was so good. Like a garlic aioli kind of thing.
Oh,
fuck me up.
Yeah. Was it like a lot of tacos? What kind of food?
A lot of tacos, but like different types of tacos. So tacos, just the corner flour tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something called salbutes, which is, I think it's a fried tortilla.
Okay.
And then there are also panuchos, where they stuff the tortilla with beans and then they fry it. It makes it like very much more crispier than the salbutes.
Okay.
But those are really good. Had a lot of pork.
Okay.
So I think cochinitas is a type of pork or way to prepare pork. There was something called relleno negro and relleno blanco.
Okay.
And it was like, they have a lot of turkey down there.
Oh, interesting.
So it was like, our turkey is confined to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Their turkey is like always there.
This is what we're eating.
Relleno blanco was kind of like turkey with gravy that you then put on a taco.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And it was like, it was...
Sounds good.
Maybe it just like felt a little homey.
Right.
But I fucked with it.
Yeah, that sounds... I mean, it's hard to go wrong with gravy and tortilla and turkey.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Some people could say that you could go wrong putting gravy and turkey on a tortilla.
Sounds good to me. Oh, that sounds nice.
But then I had some pastor. I don't know. But like, you know, tacos pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I had some, I don't know if it was like the authentic or...
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
original way, but like I feel like when we have tacos al pastor here, it's kind of like, you know, tiny little chunks of pork,
right?
And the pastor is kind of just like the seasoning on it.
Okay.
But the way that they do it down there is kind of like shawarma.
Oh.
Where they have like the pork stacked on the skewer and like getting flambéed.
Flambéed.
But yeah, they cut it off like donair strips.
Oh.
And they kind of, it's called Los Trombos.
Okay.
Where, and it looks, it's called it like the top, I think, like a spinning top.
Oh yeah. Because okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Instead of slicing straight down, they like slice it so that it looks they slice the skewer so that it looks like a top. But yeah, that was really fucking good.
Oh, that all sounds very good.
Yep.
Yum.
Yeah, lots of tacos and shit.
So good.
Yeah. And you can't really go wrong.
No.
There was a like an Arabic fusion place.
Oh, interesting. That we went to.
And that was really fucking good. They had like, they used like a Middle Eastern bread. As the tortilla.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That sounds very good.
And again, like they use like the, it was more like the garlic sauce that you get with shawarma than just like a garlic aioli.
Right. Okay.
But again, it was really, really fucking good.
Oh, yum. That sounds really good. Now I want tacos.
It's like, it's crazy how, you know, you could go to a restaurant and there's great food there.
Mm-hmm.
But even just like the stands on the roadside that people like live beside in a tent. It's still so fucking good.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
What was the vibe of the city?
Okay. So, it was like part Maui.
Okay.
Part South Africa.
Okay. Interesting.
Part LA.
Okay. Okay.
And the city that I, oh, and like probably part something else that I've never been to, because the city I was in didn't really have like any, it's not like a, it didn't have any skyscrapers or anything like okay. that, right?
Yeah.
Like it didn't even really have any hotels.
Right.
I guess downtown or like the fancy part of downtown did.
Okay.
But yeah, it was really interesting because even in the central location, I could not tell what was like, because you have newly renovated houses.
Right.
That are still like all just part of like the same building.
Right.
But like it's, the apartment is newly renovated directly beside an abandoned apartment.
Right. Interesting.
And so, yeah, it was confusing.
That is interesting.
What was really going on.
Right. Because on the outside, they kind of look the same.
Yeah. Mm. Except like the boarded up windows and
right.
broken shit, right?
Right, 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 right. Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, it was like, and it was like abandoned apartments, newly renovated apartments, businesses. And so, yeah.
That is interesting. Sounds cool. Sounds, yeah. like you say, different.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I spent a day in Cancun because I was careless when I was booking my flights and didn't okay. realize I booked a flight later than when my friend was coming back.
Okay.
But that was nice. I got to have some time for myself.
Yeah.
Got to explore. I think I'd have like a similar experience in Cancun where I'm like, holy shit, what's going on?
Right.
All the time. But I kind of like the vibe more.
Definitely. Probably, well, it's probably more touristy, right? So a little bit more, I don't know.
It also seemed more tropical.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And like they probably do have more money.
Well, Cancun's closer to the ocean, no? I'd have yeah. to look at a map. I'm not super great.
Yeah, it's
great
right
with...
on the ocean.
Yeah. So that makes sense that it's more tropical.
Yeah. And like, yeah, maybe more touristy.
Yeah.
Definitely more touristy.
And more money is a good point, too. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whereas Merida is like, this is where people live.
Right.
It's like, it's a Mexican city.
Yeah.
Rather than Cancun being a tourist destination.
Right, right, right. Right. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, not even many, like, many buildings over two stories in Merida.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have a picture, but I don't know if it's right, but that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you're back because I was not doing a great job at filtering my thoughts with people at work this week. And I was like, man, this is really something I would be saying to Jimmy. And he's not here for me to say it to. And I'm not doing a good job.
Do you remember any of them?
Well, just, you know, I talked to you about it after. Just all the, I was just getting pissed off with people at work.
Man, I don't think people like your supervisor.
Yeah. Shocking.
But like one of the people that we work with, who I kind of see as one of those like, oh, I'm just a shiny ball of light, bouncing ball of light.
Is this the person whose name starts with H?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she was sitting with us, it kind of seemed like she had some
thoughts,
which I did not expect from her.
That makes me glad to hear because I do feel like she received a lot of my ire this week. She was on the,
oh yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Yeah. I still don't really know what the vibe is. I don't ever think she's the kind of person who'd be like, oh, hey, supervisor. Janet said this thing about you. Like, that's not the vibe I was worried about. But I was like, I just don't know. So that's good. That makes me feel better because I feel like she did receive a lot of my...
Not in the way of like you're snapping at her, but you're saying like, some of those things that...
Yes. My frustrations toward the other person were being expressed.
And that's fair. I do not know if that person can hang.
I don't know either. I don't think but
it really depends.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
I think maybe we could hang together, but get in like a group of four or more. I don't think it would be my vibe.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking of being able to hang,
mm-hmm.
You are working with a new person now.
I am. Yeah.
Are they able to hang?
It's hard to know. Because it's only been like 1.5 days.
Yeah.
So they've only come to like one thing. So I feel like I'll get a better vibe after the winter holiday. Because they're still kind of finishing up stuff in the previous job they were doing. Which is confusing to me because I'm like, there are two people in that job now. But that's fine. They probably have some stuff they want to like put a bow on before they move on. So I'm getting a vibe. Definitely, they were easier to talk to than I was a little worried about because they seem really quiet. So I was a little worried about that. But like, we had lunch together the one day, just the two of us, like in between programs. And we managed to chat about stuff and yeah, we'll see.
Nice.
Yeah. We will see. I feel like it'll be interesting what they think of the program. They seem to really like it so far, which makes sense because it's pretty great. Mm-hmm. But I'll be curious to see if they have any like strong feelings about it. I'm not getting the vibe that they will, but who knows?
You fucking better not. Again, grade 7, great program.
So good. And it was day two of when they came, and that day two is the best for all the grades.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it's like really good for all the grades.
Really?
Yeah, because the 9s.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're not saying grade 7 is always good on day 2. You're saying
no, the program.
Grade 7, grade 8, grade 9.
Yes, yeah, like the program for each of the grades is really good on the second session for all of them is really good. So, and good groups right now. So that helps. Like pretty easy groups, so.
Yeah, I did the third session of grade 7 yesterday or Friday.
Mm, nice.
For the kids. And
that's
again,
a harder one to do.
I don't go through like all of the things of like, well, this is what you can do when you experience red flags. I'm treating it a little bit more foundational.
Yeah.
But like there's even the activity of how would you like to receive support and why? They're talking
good.
And I think that's a great sign.
That's cool. Yeah. I'll be curious. The grade 7s I'm with right now are definitely young. Both groups just happen to seem a lot younger than some of the other groups. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't think I'll get as much conversation, but flags went well. We had some conversation with that. So we'll see. They're also a little rowdy, but that's okay.
Does the person you work with now have a loud voice?
Well, they haven't facilitated it at all, so I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have no idea what that's going to be like. It's not bad, not bad. But we'll see. I feel like they had a good first day, and I'm like, it's not always going to be like this. Like, I could give him a drawing. They were really happy about that, and I was like, just wait till a kid gives you the middle finger for an hour straight, you know?
When has that happened to you?
Not to me, to the person who worked in the job before you.
Oh,
a kid sat in the session the entire time just going like this to the person the entire time. I didn't even notice, but because I was like on the other side. But
that's so funny.
Yeah, they were mad. They were told to like not talk or something, and they were pissed. Taking accountability is hard.
On one hand, I think receiving that from a child could be difficult for people. On the other hand, I think I'd just like laugh.
I think it rattled my coworker at the time. I think they were a little rattled.
Yeah.
But it is, I think I probably might have been rattled too, but in retrospect, it is quite funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm curious what the vibes are going to be in the office. We'll see.
Morale is high, I think.
That's good.
No, I don't think morale is high.
It seemed okay when I was in there the other day, but I don't know.
Maybe you're just bringing the vibes.
I'm bringing the vibes. I'll be there tomorrow, so.
I was working on writing like a snarky response to somebody reviewing my work right now.
Okay.
And then Tiffany came in and like, I was just like typing it into ChatGPT to be like, I need to get this out of my head.
Right.
Or else I'm just going to be thinking about it over and over again.
Right.
And she comes in, keeps trying to like, comes in, directly stands behind me and looks at my screen to see what I'm doing. I'm like, get away. Stop looking at my shit. And like, I had to push her away because she kept trying to see what I was typing.
And I'm like, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
No. and then I was like, okay, well, I'll tell you what's going on. I don't want you to read what I'm typing out because it's snarky and like purposefully snarky. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what's going on. So I'm telling her what's going on. And then she starts talking over me and I'm like, shut up, shut up. I chose to tell you this. You wanted to be nosy and now I'm giving you the information that you were looking for. So yeah, some of my best work.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, I'm trying to think if I have it. I went to a movie on Wednesday night at the Plaza. It was like through the club my cousin does.
Okay, yeah.
And like, it's not targeted at me. You know, like I'm not the target audience. I'm a little too old. And I really don't want to make new friends.
Yeah.
Which I think is fine. I think that sounds bad, but I'm okay with it.
I'm glad that I was able to sneak in there before the walls went up.
I've thought about it. It's a miracle. I never thought I would make new friends as an adult. Like, why? Why would I need to? It's a miracle.
As someone who's moved away from their hometown, having to make friends as an adult is a nightmare because of people like you.
Yeah. For sure. I'm like, I've had all the same friends since I was 4, and I am okay with it. No, but I'm glad we're friends. But anyway, so like, I'm not the target audience.
Very nice of you to say.
Yeah. Just in case you were wondering. So I haven't been to any of her other events, but I was like, I do want to support her. And I was like, a movie night, that's fun. I can do that. So Sydney and I went.
You don't have to talk to people as much.
Exactly. Which is my nightmare. Sydney and I went. It was The Holiday. I don't know if you've ever seen The Holiday.
I actually haven't seen The Holiday.
Oh, it's so good. You should watch it. But it's definitely, I don't know when it was released. I want to say like early 2000s. So like most people, this is where we need a producer. I was going to Google it, but I feel like you're doing it.
I got you.
Maybe like, or like 2010 at the latest.
Because this was Jack Black and Kate Winslet, right?
Yes. Yeah. And very sexy Jude Law.
What? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
2006.
Okay. That makes sense. So a lot of the people there had not seen it. Like I'm pretty confident with that. Like my cousin who runs this club, she hadn't seen it. My other cousin, her sister hadn't seen it. So you could tell as we were watching, and I've seen it 1,000 times. And my best friend has seen it many times. But you could tell as we were watching that people hadn't seen it. And it was like the cutest experience ever. Like listening to people like laugh and like experience the movie. And I was like, this is so nice. Because especially early on, it was like almost like surprise laughs. Like, oh, this is actually quite funny. And it's very cute.
Who knew people in 2006 were allowed to be funny?
Right? And it was just such a cute experience. I really enjoyed it. Like, I love the movie, so I was happy to watch the movie. But that was almost the best part, was just like listening to people enjoy the movie. Jude Law is sexy. There's a point in the movie where she realizes that he has kids. And his daughter comes out of the house and is like, daddy, daddy. And Cameron Diaz is like, you're daddy. But because daddy has a very different meaning now, I heard a couple girls being like, daddy. Like, and it was so, and then like people laughing when she said, and it was just so funny. I was like, oh, this is joyous.
Yeah.
I felt joy.
That is really cute.
Yeah. Yeah. We went for tacos before. So that was nice. Before
the yeah. Blanco.
Yeah.
Nice. Man, I went on like one date with somebody who was like, Blanco is the colonizer's Mexican. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah, I can't be friends with that person.
And then I went on a second date because I was like, I don't know if, where's maybe, the, you know, who knows?
Where's the non-colonizer's Mexican food in Calgary?
Great question. I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't know. I don't know if that exists.
Then I went on a second date with them and they, I forget what it was, but like I broke the news to them that I was like, you know, I kind of just came on this date to make sure. I didn't say it in that way. They were very shocked. They were very shocked. And then they were like, they were going to give me a ride home. I was like, no, that's not necessarily. They're like, no, it's okay. I'm like, I so I just had to ride like half an hour to where I was living. And that is, but I like Blanco.
Yeah, I like, I don't think I'd ever been before. I liked it.
Beer, margaritas, tacos. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Really good margaritas. Good tacos. I've had better tacos. Like in
me too.
Like Native Tongues, I think does better tacos. But they're a little different vibe. But I really, we had fun. Yeah, drank a couple margs.
It sounds like a lovely night.
It was a really lovely night. It was a late night for a Wednesday. Because the movie didn't start till 9.
Jesus.
Which is late.
To drive home.
Yeah, and I drove my friend home, and then I drove home. But it was really nice.
Yo, you finished ACOTAR, hey?
I finished ACOTAR. I finished the second one.
You finished, well, the second one, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm part of the way through the third one. I don't know how
Man,
far.
Man, I had a great time reading the second one.
I definitely enjoyed it more than the first one.
Yeah.
Well, I've been listening to them. Oh, sorry.
No, it's set up. I think it's set up to be more enjoyable than the second one.
Yeah, I would say I still like wasn't, it's still like not, I'm not obsessed with it in the way that other people are obsessed with it. But I just don't know if my bias was ever going to change that much.
No.
But by the end of the second one, I was like, I like where this is going. This is interesting to me.
You're someone who like, you're not the person who's only reading Harry Potter every 5 years.
No.
As your literary experiences. So
it is true.
Even just seeing this dynamic, like the enemies to lovers dynamic play out. And even, I don't know, I like the depth of the characters, or at least like what we get shown of the characters, or why I like how ACOTAR is a very like healing focused series, where it's like I hate you, but I think the person I hate the most is myself.
Yep. I could see that.
Yeah, but there was there's the massive chapter, chapter 54, where Reese tells like his whole story.
Oh. Yeah.
Everybody's like, chapter 54, oh my God. And chapter 54 is arguably very important in the story. But even before then, I was like, I was weeping, I was bawling. When the Suriel tells Feyre that Reese is her mate.
Yep.
Ugh, that's good shit.
That's not when I rolled my eyes. I rolled my eyes hard when Lucien looks at sister. I rolled my eyes. Like didn't make like how often do you actually roll your eyes as an adult? I didn't make the choice. I was just like, oh my God, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh yeah, let's talk about fucking Tamlin. What was it like for, what was the ending like for you?
You know what? Well, it was more interesting to me. Like I thought I liked the direction the plot was going. I mean, like, this guy just needs to get over it, you know? Like, that's crazy.
You really hate Tamlin in that moment, right?
Well, it's just like, yeah, he's very, like, simpy and very, like, I've yeah, it was just like,
it was gross.
So gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just very icky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a feeling he, I don't know, maybe the story isn't to, I could see him getting redeemed.
I think he, absolutely. Well, like everybody can be redeemed, right?
Yeah.
It's just like every time he has the opportunity to redeem himself.
Yeah.
He does the complete opposite thing, right?
Yeah. And I haven't seen him much in the, other than like when she lived with him at the beginning of the third book. Yeah. But since then, I'm not at any parts where he's more present.
Yeah.
But yeah.
One thing. Okay. So I was thinking about this before we were recording. There's a theme in the book where like Feyre, when she's like starting to get in with the Night Court, mm-hmm. She's like, Rhys, I don't want you looking out for me. I don't want you like protecting me. I don't want, like, I see this instinct in you to like lose your fucking mind mm-hmm. and kill anybody mm-hmm. who threatens me. And I do not like that. It reminds me of Tamlin mm-hmm. so much. And then part of Feyre's journey in this book is seeing the way that comes out in her when right. Rhys is threatened. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And so even just like that, because she has all this guilt around Tamlin as well.
Yep.
And then it's just like a very murky picture of who is Tamlin? Is Tamlin a monster? Is Feyre a monster? What monsters do we become when we are in these kinds of situations? And I kind of fuck with that.
Yeah. I, at least in the third book, slowly, Rhys is becoming more interesting, because I feel like for all of book two and like a good chunk of book three, he's like so perfect. And it's like pretty annoying. Like, he's like, you know, consent king. He's never being too angry. He's never controlling.
I'm sorry, is consent not sexy anymore?
It is sexy, but it's like so plot convenient. Like, it's like, she's like, I need you to love him. He is perfect. Which is just like boring. Like, it's so boring to read this character who's like perfect and makes all the correct decisions all the time and like treats everyone well and blah, 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 blah. Super understanding all the time. I'm like, that's not realistic. So slowly, I feel like we're getting a little bit more of like, he makes some mistakes, which is more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And you're doing audiobook for the third one?
Yep. I've been listening, actually, since book one, I've been listening at 1.5 times speed.
I think that makes sense for audiobooks, though.
Yeah. Usually with audiobooks, I'm at maybe like a 1.1 or 1.2. But this one, even that was too slow. Right now I'm at 1.4. For whatever reason, I turned it on one day and I was like, this is a little quick for me. Because I'd been listening to like 2.5 books at 1.5. And then one day I turned it on and I was like, oh, it's a little fast. So I went down to 1.4.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed that you're still listening. That you're still like going through the books.
Okay.
Because I would love to be able to tell you all the things that I love about the books without you being like, ah, it didn't really do anything for me. But I would just like to also spoil a lot of things for you, and I'm not allowed to do that right now. So
I'll think about the spoily side of it. Maybe I don't care, but I haven't decided yet.
Oh, man. I'm just like, I know that there are moments where I was like, yeah. And I don't think you're going to have that experience.
No, I don't think so.
But say la vie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's okay, though. Again, yeah. I'm
maybe
having...
one day your heart will be thawed.
Maybe. I'm having a better experience than the first one. I like listening to them overall. Yeah, I'm not like in love with them the way many people are, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be... Mm-hmm. in love with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you'd enjoy Throne of Glass.
Yeah. I might give it a try after this if I don't have anything else on my
docket. I would just beg you to not do the audiobooks, but I know that's
that's not going to happen.
That's the only reason why they exist. But
yeah. I'm going to do the audiobooks. That's the only way I'm reading these.
Yeah, I just... I don't think listening to the audiobooks is the only reason why you're not enjoying it. But I also imagine that listening to the audiobooks does just lessen that investment as well.
Definitely like a step removed of attachment. But I have had experiences with audiobooks that I'm very attached. So
yeah,
it's not like it's never happened. Sydney said her favorite is Crescent City. And I said, that's not your favorite. She was like, it is a little weird when there's like technology and magic. She was like, it's kind of confusing. But she likes it.
Yeah, I'm in the third book now. And spoiler alert, part of the third book happens in the ACOTAR world.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, so like Nesta and Azriel are in the third book.
Okay.
For a bit. It's just such a different style.
Right.
And in the third book, I'm like, I'm 300 pages in it, and I only picked it up a few days ago. So it's where I didn't get the emotional payoff or like the experience that I like in SJM books.
Right.
At the end of the second book.
Yeah.
It's definitely cooking.
Okay.
At the beginning of the third book.
She is a slow burn.
And that's like...
She's a slow burn.
Oh, like Sarah J. Maas.
Yeah.
Yo, I saw a TikTok the other night where someone was like, I fucking hate ACOTAR. I'm never going to read the books because the author is racist towards Ireland.
Oh. I haven't heard that about her. I've heard about her being racist.
Hey, I don't think you can put anything out as a white person and not be like completely...
I have no idea what the context, like what the specific things people are having issues with, but
this is flippant. I feel like the only way for a white person to not be racist is to really say nothing at all.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Did you know, have you seen Pantone's color of the year for 2026?
No.
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Is it, what do you think is better, me looking it up or you?
Either way,
me?
You can look it up.
Pantone.
Because I think this year's was beige, like a beigey brown color.
I imagine I'm going to be underwhelmed. Cloud Dancer?
Yeah.
Cloud Dancer?
It's just white.
Why? It's,
And I saw a TikTok where it's like these two friends who like do things together. And she was like, the one friend was like, I want to expose this because like blah, blah, blah. So they're talking and they're like, it's very Sydney Sweeney coded. And I was like, that's very funny. Not a good look for Pantone.
And on the other hand, I do love clouds.
True. I think the description was a little problematic. Something about bringing it back to like the roots of culture or something.
Caramba.
Yeah. Okay. I can't believe I haven't told you this yet, and I have forgotten. When you're done Crescent City Book 3, if you want me to, I'll send you my book. I'm ready to.
See, you said that months ago, so what am I supposed to do?
No,
with
I wasn't ready. I am ready now.
That's what you said last time.
Well, I'm actually ready now.
Okay.
So,
are you going to be like, oh, it takes me some effort to send you the book? Why don't you send me the book now, and then I'll let you know when I start reading
it. Okay. I have some requests, and I'll have to decide if you say no, if I want to still send you the book.
Okay. What are the requests?
Well, this one's, I think, you can't talk to other people about it.
As in, like, I can't mention, like, because what I'm trying to parse out is like, we're talking about this on the podcast right now.
Yes. You can't be like, oh, this is what
I'm
happened.
I'm not going to go out of my way to be like, oh, I'm reading Heather's book. I don't even think I would do that. I'm okay not even doing that.
Yeah, that's fine.
But the
you
fact
can say
that we're talking about it on the podcast, I don't know if that
more
aligns
like
with the rules.
Content wise.
Oh, okay.
I would like some feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, take that as you will.
Yeah.
It's helpful for me. Sucks. If things... Yeah, sure, if you want to say that. But if things don't make sense, that's helpful for me to know.
Yeah.
Because things change so much, and sometimes I forget what I've changed. So.
Yep.
That's helpful. I'm trying to think if I have any other conditions. None that I can think of right now.
Am I allowed to copy and paste it into ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT what it thinks of it?
No, you are actually not allowed to do that. If it's used in AI...
What if I preface it with, like, please give me good feedback?
No. If it's used in AI in any way and someone found out, it would never get published.
Ugh.
So, yeah, no. You cannot do
Roger.
That. Yeah. I appreciate you asking, though.
Pull it from the old noggin instead.
Yep. I trust you. I trust your brain to come up with something. I don't know if you're going to like it. I don't know if it's going to do for you what you want a book to do for you. But that's okay.
Or make me turn the next page.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We will see.
Yep. That's exciting.
It makes me nervous.
I believe that.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I do not feel nervous this time around.
What do you think your opinion would change of me if you hated it? Or if you were like, this is like, bad. Do you think your opinion would change of me?
No, I think I would hate myself for hating it. Perfect. First and foremost. Perfect. I think my opinion of you would be rock solid.
Okay.
And maybe like at one point in my darkest moment, I would be like, maybe this changes how I view Janet. And then it'll be like, no. This is still, I just hate myself instead.
Okay.
I would be so That's interested in a world where I hate it.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess hate's a strong word. You hate that one book.
Oh, yeah. I tend to not enjoy things that, like, I don't think childish is the right word to describe it.
Mm.
But that kind of make me feel like, oh, this is, I don't know.
Like you're being talked down to?
No, more like the dialogue.
Oh, interesting.
Like, oh, I'm trying to be hip and cool.
Oh, I don't think I did that.
Where it doesn't really like sound like people actually talking.
Right.
Or maybe
right.
Their idea of people actually talking. Maybe I'm just a little too highbrow.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
But even then, it's like I can I've read over like 1,500 pages of a book series where I do not enjoy the dialogue at all.
Right. Yeah.
And apparently it's Sydney's favorite.
Yeah.
If Sydney's like, this really reminds me of Crescent City, then it might be.
She hasn't read it actually.
Interesting.
So.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would need to make an audiobook for her.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I think that's, you got a mic.
It's true. I do.
Yeah. One thing that I have to say before we end.
Okay.
That I've forgotten about is I'm not entirely sure if there are mice living on my balcony.
Oh my God.
But like Hannah spends so much time looking out the window.
Okay.
And even I only saw the mouse one time.
Mm-hmm.
And every other time that I've checked, I haven't seen any mice.
Okay.
And then I checked in, like, I have like a little screen door thing wrapped up on the balcony. And I'm like, that they might have made a home in there. But I looked today and it doesn't look nested in.
Is there poop?
No, I don't think there's poop.
I think
if But one of the things is like, I don't, even if there was poop, I'm like, do I want to get rid of this? Do I want to get rid of a source of Hannah's entertainment?
Oh, true.
But do I also want to pay for the consequences of having mice be able to run into my apartment and just like have to be hyper vigilant all the time, or even just be vigilant about Hannah killing a mouse randomly?
Yeah, those are all good questions. Also, do you know the size of something a mouse can get through?
It's like very small.
A pencil.
Wow.
So
lengthwise?
He just like flatten out.
Turns into a worm.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I think if you're not seeing poop, they're not living there.
Good.
I think you would see, they might be coming and going, but I think you would see poop if they were living there.
That's a good, good point.
I'm really excited for Avatar, just because we haven't talked about it this episode. So I think we need to.
Yeah. Oh man. I think it's one of those movies where I would like to be high for it just so I am fully within the story, but I don't think I need to do that, but I do hope I cry.
I hope I cry too. I want to be really present. We've never done something like this together, so the whole thing is going to be really interesting.
Maybe we should at least be... Well, I don't know if you'll be buzzed.
See, my problem is...
I'll probably get a drink or two.
I would love to get a drink, especially a VIP, because they'll bring it to you. You order everything from your seat.
Oh, okay.
But if I get a drink, I'm going to have to pee.
Do you want to do a catheter?
I could wear a diaper.
Yo... I do not hate this idea. Should we wear diapers to Avatar?
I don't know if I could like mentally get over myself.
When else are you
going to
do it?
To pee in a diaper and sit there.
What if I would be concerned that I would pee too much? What if I overload the diaper?
I would be so self-conscious. I don't know.
I would wear pajama pants.
I think I'm going to have to dehydrate myself during the day.
Yeah.
Because
which is honestly a terrible idea. Yeah. You don't want to go into the movie with a headache.
That's true. Okay, I'll sip water sparingly throughout the day.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave. And I know, I mean, last movie I saw in a theater, I had to leave halfway through. And the movie was only 2 hours long.
I think, great news. We've got two people here.
Yes.
So, and we kind of have plans to rewatch this.
For sure. Probably like 3 days later.
Yeah. We have two people, so we're probably going to have to pee.
Yeah.
I think being able to accept that we'll have to pee seems a lot more aligned with who I am.
Yeah, that's true.
Than being able to like force myself to not pee.
Okay.
So we obviously pee quickly.
Yes.
But once the other person comes back, then the other person just kind of fills them in on what they missed.
It's
like, was it a major moment?
That's true. I know that I don't know if I've done it, but you can like search up. People will put it like online. Like, this is a good time to go pee.
I'm Googling that now. Mm? Yeah, I'm Googling that. I'm doing that now.
I'm always scared that I'm going to get some spoilies. Because there is always a good time to pee. Where it's like nothing major happens. Like in Way of Water, for example, when they first go in the water for the first time with the people who live there, great time to pee.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting. Yeah. It's really pretty. They learn, learn like their sign language, like their underwater sign language. You see that for the first time. But it's nothing that you can't pick up immediately after coming back. Great time to pee. So there's always a moment like that. But in this one, there might not be. So I don't know. Yeah, you're right, though. Just accepting that I'm going to have to pee is probably better than trying to create circumstances where I don't pee.
Oh, we could eat a lot of popcorn.
I don't eat popcorn.
What?
Do you not know this about me?
I think I remember, like, if someone held a gun to my head and said, what does he think about popcorn? I might not get the answer right.
Yeah.
But now that you've said that, I think I do remember something about you not enjoying popcorn.
I really don't like popcorn. But I want you to have a good time eating the popcorn.
Well, popcorn has a lot of salt and stuff, and so you can make less urine if you eat a lot of popcorn.
I might try to get some like nachos or something.
That's not a bit. Oh man, I got really upset at my friend on this trip.
Oh, really?
It was the night we went out to the club,
mm-hmm.
And then it was like 4 o'clock and we were just looking for any kind of food. And we went to a gas station, not a gas station. It's called the OXXO. They're everywhere.
Okay.
Like literally 2 blocks away from every single OXXO is another OXXO. And it's just like 7-Eleven.
Okay.
And I was going to get some like nachos and cheese.
Yeah.
And then I was like looking to see if the machine, I was getting the nachos ready or whatever and was going to hit the machine. But then my friend took the nachos, the bag of nachos out of the thing and then opened them and put them in. And then the machine didn't work. And so I'm like, dude, stop fucking around. Like he was very drunk.
Yeah.
And I was sober at that point. But I was not happy.
That's fair.
Because like what? Now I got to pay for these fucking nachos.
That I'm not going to.
That I don't even have fucking cheese for.
Rough.
And the reason why I didn't open the bag first was because I wanted to make sure I could get cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is rough. The VIP theater also.
One of the hardest things I've ever been through.
You can order real food. There's a restaurant attached.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So are we going to. I might go all out.
We have to arrive a decent amount of time before because I think you have to. You can't order half an hour before the movie. If okay. I remember correctly, like half an hour before the movie is the cutoff.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. And honestly, being able to time a last pee.
Oh, yeah.
Right as like previews are coming on.
Yeah.
Great.
Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if I pee immediately before the movie, I could last 3 hours.
I think
even uncomfortably.
It's a mental thing for me. And I
will
have
get
to see.
Stronger.
I know. I'm just not that strong.
Also, again, I think we've got a good plan. I think I'm very pro diaper. If you want me to look up things about diapers, I'm into it.
I just don't know if I could sit in my pee.
Well, that's, I don't know how much you would feel the pee.
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it?
I do have an idea for something to do on the podcast.
Okay.
Is this word wet or dry?
Ooh, okay. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I come up with some words too?
If you want.
I don't have to.
I also wanted to gamify it a little bit where, you know, is there a way we can give each other a list of words and like choose 5 words that we have to like convince the other person is
okay.
wet or dry. And okay. maybe like those are, you know, we have to come up is maybe it's a word that is difficult to say. It's like cactus is cacti. Cacti.
Ooh.
Is cacti a wet word or a dry word?
Like cactus is a dry word.
I would say cactus is a wet word.
Cacti might be.
I think the us makes it wet.
Oh, interesting.
But the cacti.
Cacti
it's
might
like
be
obviously
dry.
you're thinking desert with cacti.
Yeah.
And then the I sound, it does make it like a little dry for me.
It
but
does.
The cactus isn't. It's famously wet in the desert.
That
it's
is
a
true.
Source of moisture. So
true.
Is cacti wet or dry?
I think cactus and cacti are not the same.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Cactus is wet.
Cacti is dry, I think.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a word anymore.
What about purple? Purple is a word that I always lose. Ooh, purple. I think it's wet, but it's
purple.
A different kind. It's not sloppy
yeah.
wet.
Yeah.
It's like it's a dampness.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's not dripping.
But here's my other thing. Maybe we're just going to have the same opinions.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Which is where that game aspect of like try to convince somebody else.
Okay. 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 We should wrap this up. Maybe go for a while.
Yep, this is
Are
great.
Are you coming to work tomorrow in the office?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I'll see you there in the afternoon then.
We're having a big cookie decorating thing, or cookie baking thing.
That's tomorrow, yeah. I won't be there. I'm in session.
Sucks.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Are you going to be there in the afternoon?
Yeah, I have session from 12:30 to 1:30, and then I'll probably be hanging out. Well, we'll see.
Sweet.
We'll see what the vibes are.
Sweet.
finish my day from home or not.
If you come in, we can go through all of that feedback I got for my program.
Yeah.
Because I want to do that with somebody else.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, actually, I do work tomorrow evening. I don't normally work on Mondays, but the next 2 weeks I do. So I might stay just to make use of my driving time. Sweet. Better.
Yeah, hey. You don't want to listen to too much ACOTAR in a day.
Of course. I have to limit it.
All right. Till next time.
No scaries.
Bye.